copping a bit of serve, the United States of America, with the way they carried on their old drinking of the tea in the goal celebrations yesterday. Now they're going to be playing the Netherlands, who sneaked by this morning Sweden by 1-0 after the United States won the first of the semi-finals. Hello, Phil Moss.
Good morning, boys. Listen, before we talk football, let's talk about you two. I've had to drive into the city this morning. The first hour was absolute comedy. The last 5 minutes, I've had to listen to the biggest load of dribble I've ever heard. What was that about Twisters?
No, Twister the board game.
Twister the board game?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it was Twisties?
Well, that's where the conversation with Dave Stanley went. It was so twisted.
Yeah.
But the ambience and the prawn cocktails, I love that
stuff. Yeah, you've met Dave, so you understand.
What was your go-to then, Mossy?
Mate, I'm a big prawn man, Loz.
Really?
I prefer the three big prawns with a bit of a
rather than the little prawns.
Yeah, don't rate them.
No. I'll tell you what, ever since you got those blue contact lenses, you've been hard to beat.
Anyway, now, it's good radio, boys. I can see you. When you're stuck in the Harbour Bridge traffic, it's great radio.
Who's going to be hard to beat, mate? The USA. We're dragging their tails, aren't we? They're $1.22 to win the overall title. The Netherlands, $4.35.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised to see the Netherlands in the final after what I saw pre-tournament against the Matildas. I thought they were a smoky to go this far, and it's great to see that they've delivered on that. This morning's game was it was an arm wrestle. It wasn't pretty on the eye, but a fantastic goal by Jackie Gronin in the 99th minute to seal it for the Netherlands against Sweden. But, yeah, look, the USA and all this talk about them sipping tea and going over the top with their celebrations, it's all about the swagger that they have, and they're going to be so, so difficult. It'll be a monumental upset if the Netherlands can get over them in the final. But what a great World Cup we've seen, 48,000 fans there this morning, and you know, the level of football continues to grow in the women's game, and we can see just how far European women's football has come in this tournament. But the USA continue to keep their noses in front.
Yeah, they've got that college system, which just gives them that great depth as well, don't they? Mate, can I just get from you, because we might not talk to you, a correct score?
For the final, I'm going to go USA 2-0. I think
2-0.
I think they'll have to work hard for it. But in the end, I think that it'll be reasonably comfortable.
Okay, 2-0.
Mossy, with the Women's World Cup being on, the Copa America hasn't received a great deal of, publicity, exposure out here in Australia.
It's big, though.
But it's massive. But Brazil defeated Argentina, but the VAR, it's still a talking sport for the game of football.
Yeah, it is, Loz. And when none other than Lionel Messi puts it in the headlines, he had an absolute outburst after that game where Brazil beat Argentina 2-0. But Argentina were good value for winning that game with the chances. Aguero and Messi hit the bar. They had two, what I think were fairly certain penalty claims waved away and knocked back by VAR. So a lot of controversy around VAR, and that tournament will get a lot of exposure next year because the Socceroos will be there. So we'll hear a lot more about that in the lead up to it next year. But the VAR, it's just, no matter where it is in world football at the moment, it's just creating headlines. So I just don't think our code has got our heads around how to best use it. And I think it was introduced too quickly for too many different things, and we've had to sort of pull back on it a bit. But look, from referees going to making the headlines, it's now gone to video referees making the headlines.
Look, you're always going to have drama.
Rugby league was the first ones to use it. It's just going to continue, mate. There's no solution. There's no right solution.
That's right. But look, I've always said, I think in our game, they should have kept it to just goal line technology to start with and potentially the big penalty decisions inside the box. But that's it. But when they introduced...
Well, what's a big penalty decision? And what's a little penalty decision?
Well, they're all big.
It's the same as in rugby league. What's a small knock on? What's a big knock on? Yeah. I mean, if it's a knock on,
if something happens in the first minute of the game, it's the same as the 89th
minute. It's not going to change, Mossy. You just try and get more right than you get wrong.
Yeah, that's right. fair call. Let's not waste any more oxygen on it.
Nah,
what's happening in the domestic front, on the domestic scene, mate?
Well, Robbie Fowler's hit the ground running. He's moved his family out here. He's taken over at Brisbane Roar. He's laid down the challenge from day one of pre-season. The likes of Roy O'Donovan and Scott Neville have joined. Roy O'Donovan was lavish in his praise for his new boss, as you'd expect, day one of pre-season. But just said the standards he's setting, the attention to detail is exceptionally high there. The first real test is against Sydney FC in the round of 32 FFA Cup next month in August down here in Sydney. So, yeah, that's a massive first-up test. And Sydney FC have been really active in the transfer market. You know, the signing of Barbarousis was a big one for them. Ryan McGowan, 29-year-old Socceroo, who's played with Alex Wilkinson in the Socceroos in the Brazil World Cup. He was one, if you remember, Timmy Cahill's magnificent volley, left-foot volley in that World Cup against the Netherlands. Ryan McGowan was the one who put the ball over the top for Timmy to volley home. So he's played at the very top. He's a great signing for Sydney FC. So things are building nicely in the A-League with the recruitment side of things.
And Atletico Madrid has spent a lot of money.
$202 million is not a lot of money, Loz.
Unbelievable.
Is he worth it, this young boy?
Well, Joao Felix. Keep an eye out for this name. He's come from Benfica. He's 19 years of age. Yeah, in his debut season in the Benfica first team, he scored 20 goals in all competitions. The youngest player ever to score a hat-trick in the Europa League this season. And Diego Simeone has splashed the cash. And it could mean that Griezmann is on his way out of Atletico. But this kid, wow. Like $202 million transfer fee at the age of 19. He had Juventus, Man City and Manchester United chasing him. So keep a close eye on this one. He's plays for the same team as Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal, for his international career. So it looks like he's got a monumental career ahead of him.
Good on you, Mossy. Always good to hear from you.